Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Justin Brayton, Glendale. First off, thoughts out to Malcolm. Absolutely flying today. A hard crash. They had to red flag it. Looks like, you know, he has leg injury. But, man, that sucks. That's the sport. That's the game, though, right?
Yeah, it definitely sucks. I mean, he's been riding so good. And the biggest bummer is how much preparation that he put in. You know, he was legit working hard, and everybody had his back. It was fun to have him around. But, unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast is he's going super fast. And you know, and right now with how stacked the competition is, you have to push the limits. And we all know that that can happen at any time.
Yeah, absolutely. Bad deal. For you, yourself, I thought your race was better after the restart when the stagger start for Malcolm. You made some moves early on and were really good after the restart. Do you agree?
Yeah, for sure. In the first part of the race, I got up to Wilson and I just kind of got stuck there. Couldn't really get past him, and then it obviously got red flagged. And then as soon as it restarted, I got by Cooper right away, and then I knew I had to get Dean just right away before we settled into that kind of main groove and kind of that main lap time that we're all doing. And then I had caught Barsha and just kind of settled in there. I was faster in the whoops, but he actually moved over to the left. That's where I was going and kind of would block me there. But overall, I'm happy with my night for sure. Heat win and seventh in the main. I'll take it. Good building block, and you got to make all 17 of these things. That's my number one goal.
Not a great start, or did I miss you or something? I don't know what happened on the start, but early on, I'm like, oh, he's back there.
Yeah, it was not a good start at all. Honestly, I don't know what happened. I got to figure those out because my heat race was awesome, a killer start. And then main event, I don't know if I was just overconfident and didn't execute it properly. But so, yeah, I'm still learning the hydraulic clutch, to be honest, as well. I've been on it just a couple weeks now, so I'm kind of learning that. And I'm not 100% confident when I go to the line, so just need to keep working on them during the week. And once I figure those out, I think the season will start trending in the right direction.
In all of my dumb shows that I do all week, we were talking about Glendale. Traditionally a great track, great stadium, great floor. And we also said great track for a guy like Justin Brayton. And tonight was pretty good. Maybe not all-time like it was last year, but pretty good track, and you love this stuff because you're technical, you can put together rhythms and all of that.
Yeah, I love it. The best part of it is I don't think any of us actually figured out the rhythm after the start completely. I started doing a different rhythm than anyone else was doing, and then I know Dean caught on to that. I think Baggett was doing it as well, but it was cool all day long. It was like, what's better? There's this way, and there was honestly three different ways. So it kept us thinking all day. A good set of whoops, and the other rhythm lane was big as well. I mean, you had to time it just perfect, and honestly, I think that's Supercross. That's what I think dirt work should do, is challenge us. It wasn't dangerous at all. It was just big stuff that there was several different options, and I love it. I love this stadium floor and how big it is. I think I'd be down to do all 17 here if we could.
I was talking to Seeley, and I thought, too, after the first practice, you could go two out of the turn after the triple, two across the start, and then the three. But he thought it was maybe slower at the end. What did you think? Was it faster? Did you ever dart fish it or anything?
Yeah, it was all really close. Honestly, there's three different ways to get through that was super, super close. And I just felt like the way I would do it, two across the gap into the small pocket and then three again, it was faster at the beginning. So if I was able to get up alongside somebody, I could maybe make the pass. It was a little bit slower at the end, but not much. So, and that just flowed better for me. I did not like going double single and then you kind of had to check up and slow down and then it was fast. I just didn't like that. Not really my style, I guess. So, like I said earlier, there's literally three different ways that were almost identical.
Cool, man. Well, good job on the heat race. You got the old guy. You beat him, and nice work on that.
Yeah, I got the 30-plus win tonight. It was awesome.
Yeah.